Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we begin today Hilchot Tzedakah. The halachas of Tzedakah are a bit involved. I think you'll be surprised at the number of simanim on Hilchot Tzedakah. And I think there's a general attitude, in general, in mitzvah satayra, that a mitzvah sichli is, the attitude is that we just use our seichel. And we understand the fact that there are halachas and there are prate halachas involved is lost on us. Somebody that's a chayik, you go to buy a lulav or an esrig, you know, without Shulchan Aruch, you can't buy an esrig. But tzedakah, there's a sense, and it is a mitzvah, one of the mitzvah sichliyais, and nevertheless, there are halachas, and as we'll see today, quite a number of dinim, even as we begin. Moshe said people don't ask shilas about tzedakah and about chinuch. They ask a little more, but they say from Rav Bick had his line that they ask esraigim and he didn't see a pasul of one, and dollars they don't ask and he hasn't seen a kosher one. Okay, gaidel schara tzedakah v'im kaifin aleha. The greatness of tzedakah and the schar of tzedakah and the halachas of kfiya, which we have to understand in our day and age anyway. Sif Aleph, mitzvah saseh lite tzedakah, kfi hasagas yad. Now those three words, kfi hasagas yad, are very difficult. Assuming, as most paiskim hold, that the halachas of meiser and chaimish are not d'oraisa, either d'rabbanan or a minig. So the question is, what is the d'oraisa? What's the entire of tzedakah? How much tzedakah do you have to give? So Shulchan Aruch is very unclear. It says, kafi hasagas yad, according to one's ability. Now, what does it mean, according to one's ability? And everybody seems to be making just a little less than the person needs to live. That seems to be the lifestyle stays a step or two ahead of what a person earns. And therefore, the kafi hasagas yad is a very difficult thing to translate. And I guess we'll get to Dine Maisa and Resh Mem Tes. We can see the Lamaisa, but the Dereisa, kafi hasagas yad, is very, very hard.
I think to address the Shir Lamala too, if you're super, super rich, maybe your obligation is to take care of all the Aniyim.
That's certainly so. If he has a lot of money, yes. No, he is. It's something mentioned many times in the Torah as an asay. The Gra brings the pasuk paseach tiftach es yadcha, but he is v'yesh lois asay. Now here comes a difficult halacha lemaisa. Yesh lois asay b'maylim einav mimenu. There's a lois asay if one averts his eyes from it. Shenemar. Now this is a pasuk in Parshas Vayetzi. It's one pasuk. Leisa'ameis levavcha, v'leisikpais es yadcha. Don't harden your heart, and don't clench your hand. Don't close your fist. V'chol ha'maylov einav mimena nikra b'lial. Someone's malam einay from tzedakah is called a person without a yoke. Ukiilu oived elilim, and it's like he's oived avodah zarah. Now, if that's not enough, I think the Birkei Yosef adds also kilu shefich damim umegala arayis. The second white line of Birkei Yosef. So, and I don't know what that means. We have to figure that out. Ma'id yesh li zohar ba, ki evshe sheyavi lidei shvichas damim. You have to be very careful, because a person could die from it. Sheyamasani amavakishim lo yitein lo miyad. Kuvda de nachmish gamzu. Because the story of Nachmish Gamzu, you know, he delayed in giving the Ani food to eat, and the person died. Baruch Hashem, that type of situation is not Shriach today, certainly not in our country. But nevertheless, we need to know, what does this mean? When is it that a person, does that mean every Ani you see obligated to give? You're walking down the street in Gula, and there are Niyam lined up on the side. Does that mean you're mechuyev to give every single one? If you know he exists, only means on your front of you. We all know there are Niyam in the world. Kalamailam Einayim seems to be somebody who is.
Well, the first problem is, who's an Ani? We don't even know who's an Ani.
That's a separate issue.
Well, he says he's an Ani, that's called an Ani.
Oh, so you have to figure out if he's an Ani. Roll up your sleeves and investigate. I don't know. You have to find out. Maybe that's a heter, that's the question.
Maybe we should investigate.
Now, there is a Ramah later in Reish Mem Aleph Siftes. Reish Mem Tes, I'm sorry, Siftalid. It says there a different lashon. The Ramah's lashon is Aser Lahazir Ha'ani Hashoyel Reka. It's Aser to turn away an Ani who requests empty handed. Now, there it's a little better, because there, if you're walking down the street and he's there, but he's not Shoyel, it sounds like from the Ramah that a person is not over on anything. But beyond that, Asala has Ani Ashayel Reikam. That's a vital. You have a problem. It sounds like every single Ani you ask, a person has to give. So you walk into Landau's, it could be an expensive visit. If you have to give every Ani something. So Chazal says such a thing that we have to thank the Aniyim who are phony. Because it's a limit schus on the people, if you don't give, that you suspect them. So you have to have gratitude to the phonies, that's what it seems to say. But I'm talking now about the halacha. What's the din? What's the halacha of Leisik Besis Yadcha? So the only maramakim I know on this is the following, which is brought down in a number of places. Rav Chaim Knievsky relates that his father is a stipler. When he visited Reb Chaim Eiser in Vilna, he asked this question to Reb Chaim Eiser. That he asked Reb Chaim Eiser, do you have to give every ani? When you walk down the street, there are aniim, do you have to give every single ani? So the answer that Reb Chaim Eiser gave, and this is the way it's quoted, there's a beautiful sefer on Hilchot Tzedakah from someone in Eretz Yisrael. The name of the sefer is Oirach Tzedakah, and he brings there that the stipler asked Reb Chaim Eiser this. Reb Chaim Eiser answered the following sort of riddle, but he answered the following. He said, "When I lived in my small shtetl, I said good morning to everybody. You have to be magdim shalom lechol adam." He said, when I moved to Vilna, I saw there are so many people in the streets that if I say good morning to everybody, it's going to be impossible. So I decided that if I'm going to say good morning to some people, others will be offended. So I always say good morning to people that approach me, people that come over to me. That was Reb Chaim Eiser's answer. I remember when I moved to Flatbush 35 years ago, they said, in Borough Park, no one says good Shabbos. In Flatbush, people say good Shabbos. There were like six Jews on my block. And now, there aren't even six Goyim on my block. So now, they went to Marine Park and they say, oh, Flatbush, no one says good Shabbos. Marine Park, wouldn't they say good Shabbos? All right. So just give them a couple of years and, you know, then they'll go to a new neighborhood. The question is, though, halachically, what do Reb Chaim Eiser mean? Like, how does that answer the question? If he's agreeing that there's a loisa say, if there's only one Ani in the street, there's a loisa say, so if there are 10 Aniyim in the street, 30 Aniyim in the street. Why, how do you explain the difference in this answer between Vilna and wherever Reb Chaim Eiser started at? So he doesn't explain. I'd like to offer my suggested explanation as follows. The Ramah in Reish Mem Tes Dalid says, "Asa laharzi ha'ani hashayel reikam." You're not allowed to turn away an Ani who asks empty-handed. I feel like nicely like Rakroiger Sakas. Even if you give him one dried fig, that'd be a nice way to deal with it. Go with dried figs into Landau's. Give him one dried fig. He says, Shenemar. Now this is important. Shenemar, listen to this. Shenemar al Yashuv Dach Nichlam. Don't turn away a oppressed person, a poor person, who will become embarrassed. Loshen Hatur, B'Shem Rambam. A Yoshuv Tach Nichlam. So the way I'm understanding is, an Ani comes and you turn him away. You mevaze him. It's hard enough for an Ani to ask, but a Yoshuv Tach Nichlam. You're not going to turn him away. It embarrasses him. in a place like Vilna, there are people lining the streets, or Gula, and there are so many walking down the street. So the fact, it's already given that some people, or most people, are just going to walk by. It's sort of understood. It's not this gather of Lo Yoshev Dach Nichlam. And in that way, it at least explains why Chai Meisel was saying that in Vilna it's different. You know, in a small shtetl, you don't say good morning to somebody, it's a taina. There's so many people in the street, and it's not a taina.
What if you have a number of people coming into your office over and over
without an... You have people coming into your office during the day.
Right.
They come in, they approach you. So it's difficult to know. It would seem... so let me tell you a couple of exceptions, and then I'll answer your question. I see here... We're talking here about something that's a technical chiyuv. It says not to. A very strong lashon. Kol hamala meinav mimenu nikro bliyal kilo evir avedah zara shvichas damim and etc. So let me mention a few of the exceptions to this. One exception, which Reb Chaim writes in Derech Amunah. Reb Chaim Knievsky has a sefer Derech Amunah, which is a Mishnah Berurah on Hilchos Zeroam of the Rambam. Looking forward to Mashiach's coming, Reb Chaim has a Seder on Hilchis Zeroyim. And in Hilchis Zeroyim, this Hilchis Matnas Aniyim, which includes Hilchis Tzedakah. And there he brings that the Isser of Laisamitzis Lavavcha, Laisipitzis Yadcha, does not apply to someone who's collecting for others. If someone is collecting for other people, that's not the Ani. That's not Laisamitzis Lavavcha, that's Layashav Dach Nichlam. Someone comes to me and he says, I'm collecting for Mois Chitim. So I tell him, I'm also collecting Mois Chitim. You know? I'm also giving out Mois Chitim. Like, why do I have to give to the people you're giving to more than to people I'm giving to? So if it's someone collecting for something, that has nothing to do with this pasuk. This pasuk is talking about the Ani himself. Okay, so that's the first Nakuda. A second exception that Rav Palm said once in Yeshiva is if someone is collecting against the rules of the place. Like in Yeshiva, during Seder, Aniyim not supposed to walk around collecting. Aniyim come in. But if someone comes in, actually, if you give him money, you just encourage them to keep on coming. And it disturbs the Seder, the people are learning. So someone who gives against the rules of a place where he's not supposed to be, so such a person... That's also, I guess, a second exception to this idea. Some shuls have rules about aniyim coming in during Berachas Kriya Shema or the like, and if they have such a rule, then that's the second exception to this lav. The third exception, and this is a maramakim, a mind-boggling maramakim, in the stipler in Berachas Peretz, in Parshas Bishalach. Now, it's a long piece. I'm only going to quote part of it. You really should see the whole thing. But he talks about the Gemara that says that in Sanhedrin Samach Beis, Kol Adam She'ein Baidas Osa L'Rachim Olav. Somebody who has no Seichel, somebody who has no, I don't know how you translate Das here, Osa L'Rachim Olav, he's not allowed to have Rachmanis on him. And of course, the Kasha is, if Ein Baidas, he's the biggest Rachmanis. So what do you mean? So he says, in part, Mishem Baidas Klal, Laila Taiva Vallaila Ra, Kagan Yeled, Mitzvahdailalait, if he may Rachim Alav. Hagamara Midaberis, the Mishem Baidas for Regesh, Lahakir Taiva, Lamativ and Emoy, Lachim and Lepneim. It's talking about someone who goes around collecting and he has an attitude. He has an attitude of gaiva, and he's not makir toiv to the people who give him the money. And he mentions here an example which is very common. He says, "Kefi haragel adam alazeh." I'm sure you've met this person. Meister v'dorish b'taykev shi'azav yitnulai v'raitzish yitnulai dafka kasha b'tchila. They come with last year's check. And they say, you gave me this much last year, you have to give it again. So if the stipler kfiya rogil, human nature is, gambish pama shayni merachmo lov ktsas, avolei kasha v'tchila. Usually sometimes he's the first time, you have rachmanis on him, The second time, it's human nature, not as much. V'halozem is katzef kilu gaizleyu. And the person gets angry as if you're stealing from him. V'saif saif dairish v'chayzev v'dairish atche v'stalkim imenu lagamri. V'halzeh nasa sayna gomer l'metivav, and he becomes an enemy to those who are meitiv. Cholzeh bai deisha rachmu al misha em v'idei ala hakir taiva. Chayin omur chazal osa l'rachim al kiyaitze b'zeh. So he does say some sort of a gather of people who have an attitude in it. It's very hard to judge. You know, I feel a lot of the aniyim from Eretz Yisrael, they come like on the plane on the way. They have these chalomis and these dreams that they'll solve all their problems, and then they start getting quarters and dollars, and you know, it's very hard to judge people like this. But nevertheless, I'm just telling you, he's saying somebody who comes with a tefiyah, and now with a nimus, sometimes they ask you for what you gave last year, but at least in a nice way. So when they come with a tefiyah, and with a anger, and they give you back, you say thank you very much. And I should see him out. That's what he's saying. This disciple is saying that it's asal arachim olav. Such a person, he says, you have a lefnei iver. Brings rice rabbis to the person. The one who gives him. It's what he says. He writes. That's why you really have to look at. He says a tetzah mirachmus alzeh him a rice rabbis. He says first of all, machzik in his gavasa. You encourage him to continue in his gaiva. And beis haloyne maketayva klal zeh midora. And gimel kidei lahare shuene nichna klal lahaker tayv adarav mishalom ra tachas tayva.
By not giving him
the lessons, you know, you're not going to teach everybody lessons, but you're not marzik avosai. You're not marzik his guide.
Okay. Yeah. Is an against an ani asking a specific amount, but doing it benizifo.
Yeah, doing it with a gaiva kilu he deserves.
Expectation.
So.
Isn't there an obligation to explain to him why whatever he gave last year isn't necessarily ridiculous?
You can, if you can explain it, it's fine. Explain it, it's fine. If you know someone's a crook, if you know for certain, with the regular rules of Lashon Hara, all the regular klalim of Lashon Hara apply. If someone's a phony, to know. I mean, there are klal, you know, it's very hard to accuse someone of being a phony, you don't know, but there are klal, the people that come with all the tzaris in the book, all the tzaris, you know, they have the house is taken over, and they're going to be arrested for money, and their wife has cancer, and their children are, you know, fell off a roof, and usually if they have all the tzaris, then you know, Baruch Hashem, they don't have all the tzaris. You know, it's usually what? I have a checklist. All right, look, I don't know. We can't overdo checking into aniyim. I'm just trying to be malamit zchus. It's a lav. So I'm just trying to find the limud eschus on this particular thing. Yeah, you can make your rules and I can't disturb the work. But even by leket shichu and peya, the Rambam says, by leket shichu and peya, which is not even yours, you're allowed to hang a sign on the field and make hours for the aniyim to come. They can't disturb you all day. You have to do your work in the field. The Rambam says you can make hours for them to come. You know, 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. You know why? The answer is because it says by Rus, Boyaz told her a Lashon that she can come whenever she wants. Yeshkaya, you can come whenever you want. It's up to you. The Rambam says, yeah, it is up to you. You can. I have my own feelings about the cars. I don't know if I'm right, but I. The cars, unfortunately, the car drivers that drive many aniyim take a lot of advantage. They have some sock that they can take 49% of the money. Wow. I don't think, you know, most of them has to go to the aniyim. They're entitled to something, but they really take the aniyim who come, and they sort of have no brera, and it's a big problem. What I do when it's a car is I take their address. I tell them, I say, you know, I'll send you something, but I don't like to... I don't know. I don't like that the car driver should keep on coming.
What? If you say you're going to mail the money, the car's on
the car. That's right, because they don't get any money from it. That's also a problem.
Do you have to answer the door every single every knock you have to answer the door? Or is that a duality? You don't answer the door?
Look, I'm learning with you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, apply it yourself.
Isn't it the situation, since in Hilchos Purim, that we're not supposed to be able to check into people?
We are going to learn later in the Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to check before you give.
Except for Hilchos.
Now, for Gregorius Achas, you don't have to check. Except
but
for Purim,
it says you're not supposed to check. So therefore, we understood we have to check here the rest of the year. Because Purim, you're supposed to give everybody who comes to your Purim.
What?
Kfiyah Sogas
Yad, yeah.
Was it one person or was it an amount of time?
The total tzedakah a person gives is Kfiyah Sogas Yad. Every moment, every month, every year, a whole life, always supposed to give. No, so you're allowed to. Alright, we're going to learn later. We're going to get to this, how much you have to give each other. You only have to give an ani that if he asks everybody, he would have enough to live. That's why Gregor Sachas is enough. Yes.
The ritual is a couple of homes that these special needs people.
Yeah.
And they come into shul. See, I'm talking about the Bendas thing. And they come into shul and they ask for money. And they really don't need the money.
If it's true they don't need the money, then you can give them matana, but it's not tzedakah. They don't need the money, then they don't need it. I do want to mention one more point we're going to have later. The Gra says from Samitas Lavavcha, the Gra says in Reish Memtes Gimel, Im Nasta Bipadim Zayafais Hifsitz Chusai. If you give a person money with an angry attitude, Hifsitz Chusai, the Gra says, Oivim Shem Layera Lavavcha. And the Besifri Lo Samitzes Lavavcha. The Gra is in Reish Mem Tes of Cotton Vav. A few pages later.
There are communities that have a checklist.
Yeah, there are communities that check into it, and that's very good.
Some even have an ABCD, if people know, which is a higher level.
Yeah.
That's very nice to be done, but it's not the other way around.
If you can do it. Look, mailings, there's no chiyuv to give to mailings. There's no obligation to give to a mailing. It's, unless it's from Rabbi Reisman. That's it. Yeah, there's some who are very suspect if they're Jewish at all. Yeah, okay. Nachinami. If you suspect they're not Jewish, so then you shouldn't encourage them. Give them the dry fig.
See if they make a broth.
Okay, the Shach Aleph, an Agav Chiddush of Shach Aleph, Nochem Ishgamzu's Perakimel de Tainis, Tafchav Aleph, Bushalmi, Perakalmana, Nizainis, or Medrash Rabbah, say the Voracious, Pashiyud Zayin. Listen to this. Isa, Shreb Yaisi Nasan Tzedaka Uparnasa Lishtai Hamugureshes. Reb Yaisi gave tzedakah to his former wife, his ex-wife. Al shem u'bibisar cholay tisalem. Even after a divorce, it's called bibisar cholay tisalem. That's isn't that a big chiddush? Everything is not bisarcha. I don't know. It sounds like a tremendous chiddush that after a divorce, it's included in bibisar cholay tisalem. I don't know what. On top.
Maybe it was alimony.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it. If you don't mind looking to Gilyam Asha at the bottom, the Gilyam Asha, the first line, the Gilyam Asha, Gaidel Chayat Tzedaka, After Ein Noisnim Lechol, Elalamishi Hedeya Baishi Yavarech, to give food to someone, you're only allowed to give food to someone if you know he's going to make a bracha. So what about an ani who comes in and you're giving him food? Let me finish. Read that. What does that say? If he's not, you're afraid he's not going to make a bracha, so you give tzedakah because mitzvah tzedakah is a vadai, and him not making a bracha, that means yovel if neiver is a safek. That's why it's mutter. What does that mean? If it's vada, he's not going to make a bracha. It sounds like it's aser. Yeah. That's what he's saying. It's only a safek on the lusniv and the bracha. No, you vade. Oh, you mean he means it's a safek yovel if neiver? Is that what he means? I understood it's a safek if he'll make a bracha. That's why the way I understood. You could have somebody who vade won't make a bracha. You can have someone who's a safek if he won't make a bracha. So let's see how the Mishnah Berurah, because he is quoting Arachayim. So let's see how the Mishnah Berurah says this. The Siman Kuf Samach Tes. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph. He says the following. He says in the Shulchan Aruch it says Lo yite lechal mishadei by shiyavarech. Only give to eat someone you know will make a bracha. You have a co-worker who doesn't make a bracha, so don't offer him something to eat because he's not going to make a bracha. So yeah, if he's not an ani, he's talking without being an aniyim. Just a friend. Don't give him.
Not
Dr. Rama, yesh makilim in daisin lani b'tara tzedaka. There's a yesh makilim that you're allowed to do it by tzedaka. It's like the Mishnah Berurah. The loy mafkina mitzvah tzedaka b'sfil chashash shemalo yavarech. When I'm afkia tzedaka because of a shaila, he might not make a bracha. Even though by the waiter, the waiter doesn't deserve tzedaka. Ach, you midea bevadai shalo yavarech, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you know for sure he's not going to make a bracha. Oser litein loy af b'tayr tzedaka. If you know for sure he won't make a bracha, you're not allowed to give it to him. V'davke mitoich rishasai. V'davke, someone who doesn't make a bracha, mitoich rishus. Avol mitoich einsai. He's a tenei shenishba. Sheni yachal avarech. Loi nafke mitzvah tzedaka b'shvil zeh prima gadim. So here, we need an hesber. If it's listening, he's there. What's the difference? Why he's doing the Aveira? So I looked up the prima gadim. So prima gadim says, let me finish. The prima gadim says, listen to this. He says, asei daicha lois asei. Lifnei iver is a lois asei. Tzedakah is an asei. So this is really the asei of tzedakah, is daicha lois asei of lifnei iver asei mishal. But if he's a rasha, so there's really no mitzvah asei of tzedakah to someone who's a rasha. So there, he's doing him a favor and giving him to eat. So it's not daicha lois asei. But if it's mitnei einsei, then we say asei daicha lois asei. So if you're wrong with that, I say that Chalais is saying.
Why can't you get out
of
this neighbor by saying, please make a bracha?
If you know for sure he won't, then it's meaningless.
No.
Make a bracha with him.
Why can't you get out of this neighbor by saying that?
No, you'll leave it. It's like saying, Nisha Shabbos Geret. What are you gaining by saying something if it's meaningless? You say, please, if he might make the bracha, then you're right. But if he vadai won't, what is the difference if you say, please make a bracha? What's the difference?
If somebody won't make a bracha when you're going to ask him, that means he's bound to Russia.
No.
Either way, whatever the Matthias says. I'll tell you what I had a problem with this. From Shimon. You can give it somewhere else. Because you do the essay elsewhere. What do you say to that? So we're going to learn later that any oni hamavakesh you have to give, even if someone gave all his tzedakah away, made a chesh, you gave away everything. Oni hamavakesh, you have to give him gregor sachas, you have to give him something. That's what we're going to have later. No. Say doesn't say it's a klal. It's a klal. No, that's not true. Say doesn't say it's a klal. You say it anyway. But, however. Right, it's only on food, not on money. Okay. The Reb Shimon, the Shurei Reb Shimon, the Siman Aleph, and the Dorim, so Siman Aleph, is a question. It says, let's say someone can't afford an assay. He can't afford a lulav, he can't afford matzah, he can't afford a mezuzah. Why don't we allow him to steal? I say, dach leisig, stealing is leisig knife. Mezuzah is a mitzvah assay. So I say, dach leisig assay. All right, so that's the Yibidne. So let him pick up the lulav b'shas he does the mitzvah. Steal the lulav. Or steal the... What? It's common, yeah, okay. So let's say I'll figure out a way to do a bid. I'll be kind it when I bite into the matzah, then I'll be kind. I'll figure out a way. But it's always about Aveira after the fact, because we don't say I say Dechalaisi. If we would say I say Dechalaisi, it wouldn't be an Aveira. So Reb Shimon says a rule. He says that we only say asay doicha lois asay if both the asay and lois asay are bein adam lamakim, or they're both bein adam lachaveira. But you don't say an asay of bein adam lamakim is doicha lois asay of bein adam lachaveira. That's basically his rule. He says it in a little more complicated way. But he says the asay of a mitzvah is not doicha, so I could be mevaza someone because I have to do a mitzvah asay.
No such thing.
So here,
you're allowed to steal to give tzedakah.
But then you have a chayiv in tzedakah. You don't have money, you have a chayiv. You have a chayiv. That's your mitzvah chiyuvis. So here, if you're going to say that the mitzvah of tzedakah is deicha liftei iver, what would that mean? There would have to mean liftei iver is a minon lamakim dikid, a minon lachaveri dikidin, in order for it to be deicha. And that's a clear that the number of the achrayinim clear. If what's left of Eivos Yitimichshol, it's Minon Lachaveira. It doesn't sound that way. The Gemara says, "Hadayis Eivah Menachayla Ben Noyach, Eivah Mishum Left Eivah." Sounds like it's Minon Lamakim. So it's just a ha'ara on this Prima Garden. But anyway, this is the way the Mishabura Paskins, Mishabura's Psak, is that a Rasha, you're not allowed to give food to eat if he's not going to make a bracha. A Rasha, yeah. If he's a Tinashinish, that's different. Now, there is a Tshuva in the Mechashleimai. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach takes wide shoulders to take a sif in Shulchan Aruch and say differently. But Reb Shlomo Zalman writes that the iser to give someone to eat if he's not going to make a bracha has to do with the other person's welfare. Lefnei even leisitei michshol, don't give him a michshol and misai deve aveira. He's talking about people involved in kiruv. He says we're giving the person is going to be a net gain, or the goal is it should be a net gain in his ruchnius. It doesn't mean just if I give him a like Jew, a like from a Jew. No, he means you're actively involved with somebody. You're involved with somebody, and there's a net gain in what you're doing for him. So then he says that it's mutter, that this is all kafi achesbin if neivus is a mishal, but if it's for a benefit, it's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's. A heter, a lot of times they have such gatherings. When Ben Gurion came to the Chazon Ish, they had this shiloh what to do. It was expected they put food on the table. Chazon Ish was saimach on Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that the Isser is only if you give it to him. If you Bishas Aveira. If you give it to him Shalai Bishas Aveira, you put it on the table and he comes in, then Rashi holds his no lift even his no Masayaya. It's only Maishit Evim Rachayla Ben Noyach, or Maishit Yahim Lenozi. But if it's there beforehand, then there's no Aveira. And that, Bishas Adchak, in business, people are Saimach on this. I think there's a Tshuva in the Tziv, and a Tshuva in the Aruch Lanei, two Tshuvas. To be Saimach on Rashi, with Tzirufa maybe, but I think the Shaila, the two Shailas as I remember, one of them had a Shaila about someone who set up paperwork for doctors. Doctors come in, they have to sign off paperwork. So this person who does the paperwork, the secretary asked if she can set up the paperwork for the night shift Friday. And the doctors come in and they sign off and they say they have ever had their jidin who come in. That was one of the shaylas. I remember the minute the other shaila, but they get the idea. It's a case where it's misayaya. They probably would get the paper and sign it themselves anyway. But you misayaya deve aveira. So he says to be samech harashi shalai binei with a tzira. If he has a tzira, if I had not recently, it's many years ago, but somebody in my neighborhood who makes belt buckles. That's his business. He has a plastic fabricating company. He makes belt buckles. He got an urgent call on a Thursday that he quickly needs a couple of thousand belt buckles. They have to have an order. They have to get out. Normally, he would manufacture them on Friday and ship them for the person. The person would get a Shabbos. He said it's an Israeli company. They're Jews. And he asked me, is he allowed to ship it to them? He knows they're going to make belt buckles with it on Shabbos. So I told him two things. I told him, first of all, it's probably Mexicans that are doing the work. And then it was Poles. This was before the Mexicans. So it's probably Goyim who are doing the work anyway. I'm not sure it's such a thing. But I told them that this heter, that Shalei B'Shas Aveira, you're going to ship it out on Friday. And also, Be Misayaya, we mentioned in the past, there's a Machlekes of Shachem and Avram, by Mumer, if there's an Issa Misayaya, they're Aveira. Well, they'll probably be doing some work anyway. Now they'll be doing this work. It is an issue. But anyway, my point is the Ge'as. My point is that there is such a heter of Rashi that the Isser, certainly a Misayaya, is only Bishas Haveira, and that's the heter that Chazinish sort of relied on with Ben Gurion. What?
Ben Gurion put a
hat
on.
Ben Gurion put a hat on. Ben Gurion, no, I don't think he would have made a brach. See, today's. Okay. Anyway, what? Can you say to him, have something to eat? If he thought he has no permission, then now he has permission, that'd be a problem. But if it's just a polite thing and he realizes anyway he has permission.
What about Tshuva has a parent over?
Probably Tshuva has parents over. It's the same thing. It's you have to come to Rosh Hashanah Zalman's heter.
Really not,
so Shlomo Zalman's head, that's really what.
When my father met Ben Gurion, he said to him, "Ani lo kegrimbaum, shelo achel kashrut imnotim lo. Ani imnotim lo kasher, atem yochel kasher." That's what Ben-Gurion
said. They give me kosher, I eat kosher.
It's not like Green Mountain from the comments.
Yeah.
He said he wouldn't eat kosher even if they gave it to him. They give me kosher, I eat kosher. I want to say, according to Rashi in Chumash, Zuk-Nayiver, doesn't look Nayiver mean that if he would know what you're telling him, then he wouldn't do it?
Rashi Chumash doesn't change the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi Chumash is saying Pshat, and the Gemara says, "Adaisin Yain leNazir is Ayim Shulchan Iver." I mean, what's the question? The Yain on one side of the Nahar, and he says, "Pass me the wine." He gives him the wine. He's a Nazir. No, he's not a drink wine. You know, Rashi, you're right. Rashi is playing the Pshat. Rashi is Karav LePshat in Chumash, and it doesn't take away from the Drasha Chazal.
The
Mishmur
is really only by Achim. I mean, like. If somebody comes over to it, even though he's not going to make profits, he can use the money for clothing and other things. Like
yeah, if it's money, this only talks when it's food. If it's money, this doesn't apply. It's not about. Okay, Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Tell me what Shver about Sif Beis, okay? La'olam ein adam ma'ani min tzedakah. This is a Rambam. La'olam ein adam ma'ani min tzedakah. What's Shver with that? What's share? It says a person doesn't become poor for giving tzedakah. The rabbi says given.
There's a limitation on
chumash. No! That's also, but no, that's what I mean. No. It says, aser b'shvil shetesa asher. It says you get rich. So the rabbi says, well, you're not going to get poor. In a pella, look, here it says, lo'ilam ein o'man tzedakah. Look at the Sif Dalid, the Ramah. He ma'asheres. Rama says he got rich from it. So Sfardim who do it just don't become poor. Ashkenazi follow the Rama. We say he ma'asheres. No? That's if you give aser. So maybe that's a good teretz. If you give 10%, so then it's ma'asheres. And if you just give some, you're giving over. Anyway, the Rama, that's a good teretz. Lailam Eno Damani Mitzdaka Vulaita of a Rabbi Lehezek Miskagala Yada Shnema Vaya Maisi Hatzdaka Shalim. Now, it's when you know who says that, this is the Rambam and the Yad, who doesn't write Stam Brachis, that the Lailam Eno Damani Mitzdaka is a very meaningful attitude to have, that a person doesn't become poor from giving tzedaka. So here I had a Kasha, we were learning Bava Basra, the last year of Rav Palm's life. And after Pesach, we were learning the first parak. So the first parak in Pava Basra, it says that a person is not allowed to give more than a certain amount. We'll learn later that there's a limit on how much a person is allowed to give. And Taisa says, the Ramah brings, because Shema Yani, the Mutal Lala Tzibur. A person gives too much tzedakah, he'll become poor, it'll be Mutal Lala Tzibur. So I asked him, the Rambam says, Lo'ino Dama'ani Minat Tzedakah. So how come? Now the Rambam doesn't say pshat over there is because he might become poor, but Shulchan Aruch brings and then later we're going to learn that if a person is not supposed to give too much, shemiyani ve'emutal ala tzibur, seems to be a stira in the two things. So it's interesting. Rav Palm told me that really ainod amani minat tzedakah, but halacha lemaisa is built on the Teva Habriya, it's not built on Devarim Skulian. Halacha l'maisa, you have to do according to the Teva Ha'ilam. And besides that, you should know, Eino Damani Minat Tzedakah. But that's not the way the Halacha l'maisa deals with it. That was the answer that that he gave me. Others have told me that Loyal Eino Damani Minat Tzedakah, but has to go to with Hilchas Tzedakah. If Hilchas Tzedakah says don't give more than a certain amount, so then that's not Eino Damani Minat Tzedakah. That's Eino Damani Min Yosef Minat Tzedakah. Okay. Be that as it may. Why is because of the fussiness?
Because we need the ticket. We need the ticket. I think maybe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So someone asked Rechaim Knievsky why we don't see that everyone's becoming rich from tzedakah. Okay. You know, the man who has tzedakah, okay. But why don't we see it? So listen to what he answered. He said, someone asked, this is in Derech Sicha, the first line in Derech Sicha, the section in Yanei Tzedakah. So he said, someone asked the Chafetz Chaim why we don't see it. And he answered, because there are things in Gemara that are kosher l'anius. And if you do things that are that bring anius, and you do other things that bring ashirus, so, you know, they cancel each other out. Now, one of the things that's kosher l'anius is being mezalzel with bread, specifically with throwing out bread, or even crumbs, al pizayar, but certainly bread, which today in our world is very little thought is given to it. You know, they roll up the shalashudas and pull down all the, some people don't even have kazayas from the bilkula, you know, it can barely bench. And so I don't know, it's something of an issue. We used to do like this in Michas Yitzchak, with the leftover bread, put in a bag until it gets moldy. We had a hanger, a hook with a bag in the hallway, in the back hallway, and we had the bread there. And then, you know, we had 6, 7, 8 little kids in the house, and we would have needed, you know, like a big garbage bag to do with all the leftover food. So somehow it fell out of practice. We should go back to our old practice now that we're becoming empty nesters. But that's one of the things, a list of things. I should give a share once on the things that are kosher l'anius. But that was his answer, that we do things that are kosher l'anius. So, okay. So there are things that are good last year's. All right, Siv Kimmel. Kol ha-merachim al-aniyim ha-kadosh baruch hu-merachim olav. If you have rachmanis on him, God will have rachmanis on you. And that's why sometimes I think, you know, the ani is a phony, he's not a phony. I always think, you know, I hope God doesn't look at me that way. I am a phony, I'm not a phony. You know, you got to have an open mind to it. V'yitin ha'adam alibay, shu mevakesh kol shah parnasasem yakadish baruch hu. A person should realize that his own parnasa, he's also an ani who's collecting. And it depends also on the Rabbeinu Shalaila. And this is a cycle in the world. That someday, but it's in Teva Bria that it's a Gagal HaChayza. So they'll have Merachmanis on him. I think the Gemara's Lashon is he told the Ashir that you know, I'll give your children too. He said, you're cursing me? He said, I'm not cursing you, Pa. I'm telling you a Pasik. And he brings whatever the Pasik is, that it's a Galgal HaChayzer Ba'ilam. Now the question is how to get saved from this Galgal HaChayzer. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the following here in Sukkot and Hay. He says, Gam Uyitin Libi Hu Galgal HaChayzer Ba'ilam. Sefer Adam Lavi Demidazu, Imlai Ba Benai, Vim Benai Lai Ba Ben Benai, Vikibalti, Yayadesha Adam Asif Tzedaka Meacherim, Aizdeze Matzel Esteroisa Malazar Alapsachi. Says it's a Gagala Chayza that a person's going to have to collect Tzedaka. So if a person goes and he collects Tzedaka for others, so he's Makayim, this Galgal that you have to collect. And then he saves his generations from this Galgal HaChayzer. So again, like the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't always bring these type of things. It's a nice, when people want to be honorees, they don't know, nobody wants to be, who wants to be an honoree? You know, you got to ask people for money. So you show them, you know, Kibalti, if you ask other people for money, so there'll be Matzel Chalila, that's Matzel the person himself and his Dairis from such a klala.
Why does he write in a poetic form? Shouldn't he say, Tzarech L'Rachem Alanim? It's, not written in what to do.
He brings the Lashon HaGemara. Very sometimes the Shulchan Aruch does in the introduction to mitzvahs. And you're right, it doesn't sound like a Shulchan Aruch line, it sounds like a Musa Sefer line. But okay. I don't know if you're not Yaitza, but it's not the same. We're going to have it later. We're going to have such an idea. Sif Dalid, another benefit in Tzedakah. HaTzedakah Deiches HaGzeres. Tzedakah pushes away Gzeres HaKashais. Uberav Tatzel Mimaves Kamashira Litzarfis. And in times of hunger, it saves from Maves, as happened to the Ishat Sarfis, which Masefta is there. That's a Tanakh, not Masefta, right? Okay. Vihi Me'asheres, and there are Ma'yeds that it also brings wealth. Va'asa Lenasis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'im B'davazeh, Shedemer of B'chanuni Nabazais. It's also to test God accepting this thing, as it says, B'chanuni Nabazais. There's no raya. It's only if you give meiser, then it's mutal lenaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here, the Pischei Tshuva Beis brings the objections of Yaakov Emden. Pischei Tshuva Beis, he has a taina. I b'shil etziyayv etzchei l'kalab semin gimel shehissig Shehisig Al Ramah the Midvar of Mashmir the Bemaisik Safin the Nog Al Mohi Indokoi. Ramah seems to say we're talking about Maisik Safin, which is Sadaka. Bemase Ainai. Like Nemase Al Maisik Safin, that's not Bechanuni Nabazais. Look at the Pasik. Like Sharil in the Suye Bay, Daniela Sadaka. The Pasik is talking about Maiser in the Gairin, the Maiser Granais. Chekosa Gaimbala Shlav, Ubitfus. I find out it. I don't know that operation and base the dafka b'meiser tavua.
Amsterdam.
Oh, but for Amsterdam, thank you. The operation and base dafka b'meiser tavua who the shoylenases. I believe b'meiser k'safim ayin shavachin. He doesn't say mishnas chachamim. It's a shame they should have paskin that it's by tzedaka k'safim too. But the taina is if you look up the pasuk b'chanuni nabazais, it's not talking about meiser k'safim. It's talking about meiser in the granais. So therefore, this Bechaluni Nabazais, at least according to them, falls by the wayside. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, you may as well see, I am b'seif mishnas chachamim, as you say, the Atayra, the Hod Nishoyim Nasis b'meiser, Mois Meiser, he holds Mois Meiser, this which it's mutter, hainu im oisa al menos lehis asher, abishvil toiva acheres, you want to test God and say, I give you tzedakah, help me get a shidduch. Kamei b'shul shiich yubanav, kudayma, also in Asais, there's no haftacha, there's only haftacha of Ashiras. There's no haftacha of other things. Right, so these are two, I guess, limitations on the idea. So maybe that would answer, it's true. I asked the question, why the Mechaber and the Rambam don't bring Deretz Ma'ashir? They only bring Laila Me'inod Ma'ani Minat Sadaka. It could be this would be the Teretz. They hold the Ashiras is maybe only by but it's not really so. You see, the Pchaduni No Bezais is by Ma'isa Tfuah. The Aser B'Shosh HaTes Asher is, I don't know, I'm not sure. The Pasuk is also by Ma'isa. But by Yaakov Avinu, it's, they bring the Pasuk of Yaakov Avinu, Aser Asren Olof, is not talking about Tfuah. It's talking about Safim. So, I don't know. But anyway, yeah.
Did you mention this year that if you count your money, Hashem can give you roughly, you know, there's $20 in the wallet. You don't count your money, Hashem can give you. So with the tefua, you don't know exactly how many grains are in the wallet. Go up, go down. There's a possibility for bracha. There's a moon. Maybe that's the terrace.
Now, a terrace is then my money. If you don't know, it would be the same thing.
If you're not counting your money, but my supplement is an exact point.
So Ma'aser Tefuah is the same. You have to count it and give ten. So you can't give the Ma'aser money until you count. It's exactly the same. It's just usually, you know, by money, it's not always that way.
If a person knows that he's giving Ma'aser, is there an inyam in counting the Ma'aser? In other words, let's say I know that I'm giving more than 10%. Is there an Indian
action? Right, we're going to get to that arrangement test. That can take long. Mm-hmm. It's a pella. It happens to be, I think, Rabbi Yaakov Emden also. I don't know. Today is very hard to do this. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says, I think it's Rabbi Yaakov, it's a Pesach Tshuva, Altaber la'aser amodos, that a person has to give his ma'isa precisely. And then if you want to give more tzedakah, give more tzedakah. You have to make a cheshbon. Very hard today to know exactly how to make a cheshbon. We'll learn Hilchos Ma'aser. It's very hard to know exactly what a person's cheshbon is, and we'll see, Mr. Shem, when we get there. But well, we'll have to get to it. I mean, Tashem, what did he name us? The Birke Yosef, he brings in Arizal. I see the Birke Yosef on the side of the page. Birke Yosef says, Mitzvah Saseh Litin Tzedakah. First he says, Yeshli Zoher, Lekai Mitzvah Zu Bechol Yoyim, Kefi Asagas Yadeh, Shem Yachin Hashem Anichba, Kuma Shom HaChazal. Birke Yosef on the side of the page. Birke Yosef, the Chidah. He says, first of all, you should give every day. You know, Api Arizal, you're supposed to give before Shemini. It's not Api Arizal, only Api Arizal, it's a Gemara. Gemara says a person should give tzedakah before Da, before Shemini Esrei. Many shuls, they collect by Chazaras Hashatz just because it's practical. But really, the Gemara says that a person should give tzedakah before Shemini Esrei. So it's better to give before, you know, Api Arizal, you give by Vevarach David. So if you give by Vevarach David, that's giving before Shemini Esrei. That's probably from where the Arizal comes. Then he adds, Rabbeinu Arizal ho yenoisin tzedakah legabai, b'tfilas shachris, u b'tfilas mincha, v'loi b'tfilas arvis. But not by Ma'ariv, because of a Rav Achaz, Rabbeinu Yaakov Tzemach, the gamba layla tzedakah meyelis. Mitzvah tzedakah is good by night too. Ach eina tikunim v'akavonei shaveis. But it's not the same. V'veis yismuchis zem yushal mishkolim, perak elach atazayik, nisimda ben yisenu barachayim reish lamedei. So he says that it's preferable to give tzedakah by day and not by night. So it's a little tricky. I don't know. Very often, let's say I mail out checks to tzedakah. So what does he mean? What should I not do by night? Not write out the checks at night? Not throw into the mailbox by night? Like, if the honey comes, I understand. It goes by day. So when is the nesinas tzedakah? When a person, he writes out the check or that's just a pledge? Throw it in the mailbox? Like, when exactly are you giving the tzedakah? Because I'm not sure what the answer is. When the person gets it. So the person gets, I guess, all mail is received by day. All checks are deposited by day. Okay, so then maybe it's okay. I don't know. But when you put it in the pushka, it doesn't get to the army either until the whole system. All right. But you know what did exist. You gave money to the gabbai, and then the gabbai passed it on. So, okay.
You say giving it by day
is better than
what's the rationale? Why is day better than that?
So you notice there's this rule that the first half of the night is a shas hadin. The klal that the first half of the night, that's why it's also to say slichas the first half of the night according to what it says in halacha. That the first half of the night you're supposed to say slichas. The Kaf HaChaim says those who say slichas the first half they should make sure not to say the shloish asri midas. Because it's Ma'ir Kitrugin in heaven to say, why is your Ma'ir? I don't know. But that's what he brings, Ma'ir Kitrugin in heaven to say, Shosh HaShemid is the first half of the night. The understanding is that the first half of the night, the sun, which is the Ur, which is the symbol of light, is getting further away from you. The second half of the night is coming closer to you. It's already made its turn on the other side of the globe, and it's coming closer. Now, whatever that means, I'm not sure, but that's what's brought. Al Pi Arizal, the first half of the night, he said in Ma'ariv, not the Yed Bakashis and Shmein Esrei. Yed Bakashis, the Yed by day. Tehillim, the Mishnah Berurah brings Al Pi Arizal, not to say Tehillim, he says Tarshim Iksab Bechlal at night, except someone's in Sakana, you say Tehillim, it's not an Aveir. You know, people ask me, you know, I say Tehillim by night. If you're going to read the newspaper, you should better say Tehillim. You know, reading the newspaper is more, at least as much many Ketrugim as say Tehillim. But if you're going to learn Teresh Baal Peh, you should learn. In the Sharet Zion, he brings that Moshe Rabbeinu in heaven, how did he know when it's day and when it's night? So it says that when he to Rosh Hashanah, Teresh Baal with him was by day. And Teresh Baal Peh was at night. So from there, that's how the Sharet Zion he explains. I mean, he writes that Teresh Baal you don't do Tereshev, Iksav, you don't do at night. And then in the Sharet Zion he brings that this idea that I think from Moshe Rabbeinu that he learned Tereshev Valpeh by night, therefore you should better learn Tereshev Valpeh than Tereshev Iksav at night. So to be Mavisedra, you know, you should Mavisedra, since Thursday night is different, but generally if you Mavisedra, you should learn it with Mefarshim. If you learn it with Rashi, So that's not, that's called the Torah Shabbat Peh. Every time you learn Torah Shabbat Peh, you learn Pesukim. So that we have to straighten out to Mitzvah Hashem. When you give tzedakah, when you give tzedakah, when you give it to the Gabbai, and when it gets to the Yani. So that's totally in the Shaila, in the Rishayim, if the Gabbai is Yad Aniyim, or he's not Yad Aniyim. Is he actually kind of for the Aniyim, or he's not? It's a big enough Kamina, if the Gabbai can be Mishana, Mitzvah, Tzedakah. So we're going to learn about that. That's all part of what we're going to get to. A Pushka, it's interesting, there was a Machloikis in the 1800s, Davni Nezer, and others, what the din of a pushka is. In halacha, there's a din, kelov shel kaina, b'shus makne, it's a suffix halacha if it's kaina. That means, if the pushka belongs to the tzedakah, and it's in your house, and you put money into the pushka, is the pshat that the tzedakah is kaina the money? Because you put it in the kelov shel kaina b'shus makne, it's at least a suffix. So tzedakah is kaina. Well, no, when you put it in the pushka, you're saying, I'll eventually give it. Nafkamina is, so you want to borrow money. You're short on money, you go over to your pushka, you take out $10, you write an IOU and put it in. Are you allowed to do that? See, if that ani is already kaina, so you can't do it. If the ani isn't, so this is, so these are all the dinim that we're going to get to. I guess, so we learned the introductory simon, and Reshem Ches will do next week.